Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Western theories?
There are surprising overlaps, but the focus is more on the relationship to community.
It sounds like we could learn a thing or two then, especially these days.
A con personhood, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Listen to Philosophy Talk every Tuesday at noon on KSJE 90.9 FM, Farmington. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is a bright Monday morning, May the 20th, 2024. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Bicklin. Thank you for tuning in to KSJE, 90.9 FM over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast all the time at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet Earth and want to hear what we're doing, just go to our website. That's streaming audio all the time, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are joining us this morning. Our video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everyone. I am glad that you are all with us this morning. Today begins our Candidates on the Air feature. We have invited all of the candidates running in the contested races in the upcoming primary election on June the 4th. We invited them to appear and to reply their intent by a deadline that we set so we could have everyone scheduled. Those that have replied within our deadline, we are featuring this week. And so that is what you'll be seeing today and also later on in the week as well. So we thank all the candidates who accepted our invitation, and we'll be bringing that to you beginning today. Our first candidate up, as a matter of fact, is Keith Neal. He is a Republican running for state representative in District 1. You'll hear from Mr. Neal coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE today. Then later on this hour, we'll hear from candidate Christina Aspas. She is a Democrat running in New Mexico Representative District 4, that seat in the Shiprock area. So stay tuned for that later on this hour as well. It's Monday, so we'll talk technology at 8:50 a.m. with my guest, Lewis Campbell, from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. And then, of course, at 9:06, Mick Hess takes us roving with the arts, our daily classical music program coming up today. Don't forget, connect with us on X and Instagram in addition to Facebook and YouTube. And if you're a podcast person, you can find KSJE Podcasts. They're available wherever you're probably already listening to podcasts, so subscribe for free and discover a new local program that you may have missed recently. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a sunny Monday morning, as I said, currently 55 degrees. We're expecting lots of sunshine today, but also lots of wind. Some wind gusts today, possible up to 50 miles per hour with a high of 72 degrees in Farmington. A windy night overnight tonight with a low of 46. Then tomorrow, calmer winds, sunshine with a high of 71 on Tuesday, sunshine and 72 by Wednesday, mid-70s for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and 72 with sunshine on Sunday, with overnight lows, as you can see, right around 50 degrees. Back with our candidates and more right after this on KSJE. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work Four Corners Program. The University of Denver offers a Master's of Social Work degree in the Four Corners community. Applications for the 2024-2026 cohort is now open. Classes are taught Fridays and Saturdays in Durango. Find out more. Email Janelle.Doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu, or du.edu/socialwork/fourcorners. Joining me this morning to talk about his race for the New Mexico State Representative in District 1, running in the Republican primary, Keith Neal is in Studio A with me this morning. He is one of the candidates who responded to our invitation for some free airtime to talk with our audiences about his campaign. Mr. Neal, good morning. Welcome to KSJE.
Thank you, Mr. Micklin. It was great to see you and privileged to be a part to come in and be on KSJE in a different format than usual. Been in the studio, but a wonderful place to be and a little different view seeing it from this side as opposed to what I usually get to do with KSJE.
Very true, very true. Full disclosure, you are one of our announcers for our Connie Mack World Series coverage every year. Right. So just so the audience knows of our relationship professionally before you decided to get into politics. And so that's what I want to ask you about. Yeah. And so what were you thinking? What got you into the race?
People ask that all the time. The first question is number one, are you crazy? Why are you doing this? And then really, why have you decided to jump into politics at this time? And I share with them that this has been a passion of mine for many, many years. There have been multiple races that I've considered jumping in, city council in my district, county commissioner, and there have been people that are serving in those roles that have rotated out. The opportunity to come in has presented itself, and names start to fly that, hey, this person's going to go in, this person's going to run for it. And multiple times it's been people that I have good relationships with, that I have a lot of respect for, and I say, you know, I'm not going to challenge you on this. Definitely don't want to not damage that relationship, but I don't want to be in a battle against you because I, you know, have a lot of respect for you and we get along really well. We're old friends. I'll stay out of it.
Okay. What's the difference about this race, then? You do have an opponent here.
So what happened was the position for state senate was open for my district. Senator Neville, that had been there many, many years, mm-hmm. done a fantastic job. He rotated off, or he retired, and we started considering that that's an open seat that I could try to put in for. Person running for that currently was my master teacher. I learned to teach from this guy from Steve Lanier
Lanier
is
mm-hmm.
running for that seat. Steve was my master teacher. I did my student teaching with him. I met with him and he said, yep, I'm going to put in for it and I'm going to run. And so there was another roadblock for me that said, nope, not going to do that.
Well, you could have, but you decided not to.
I could have,
is the point.
Yeah,
and that's the point you're making. Yes, sir.
Is that these folks, I just have a long history with.
Mm-hmm.
Janice Giacchino, who's a city councilor, Terry Fortner, county commission. I've had relationships with these folks for many, many years. And then this seat, we began to look back on the representative seat. Representative Montoya has done a great job for San Juan County. He has been in there 10 years. 2014 was the race that he ran against Karen Bayless at that time. He secured that seat, I believe it was by 108 votes at that time in 2014. And there has not been anyone that has run against him since that time. So we looked at it and at the opportunity and said, what we love about America is our choices, right? We love options. We love going to the chip aisle and we look through and we don't have one flavor of chips. We love having all of these options to choose from. That's how we are in America. We like our options. And we haven't had an option in District 1 for 10 years. And so I began to talk with people in my life and people that I respect and have good relationships with about this possibility. We said, this is the right time. All of the things that had been preventing me from running previously, those barriers were down.
Got it.
My kids had grown up. My kids were moved out of the house. My job had become much more stable. And any type of roadblocks that would be there were now gone.
And you feel that you have the time to devote to something like this?
Right. Okay. Absolutely. I called Representative Montoya. Actually, he was the first person I called and said, I'm going to run against you in this race. He and I have had some interactions in the past, but we haven't been close like I was with some of these other folks.
Right.
Had some interactions in the past, and I said, you know, I had to remind him who I was because our interactions throughout the years, maybe we hadn't had a great relationship in knowing each other really closely.
Right.
Okay. And so told him who I was. He knows my family. Yeah, I know your dad real well. And
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah, okay. Right. Everybody knows that guy.
But yes.
So I just
right.
let him know. I said, Rod, this is nothing personal. I just, this is something I've desired for many, many years. And I feel like right now is the right time for me to be able to do so. And
so
I don't want to run.
Republicans will have a choice.
Right. Republicans have a choice.
This June. And so that's why you're on the ballot, it sounds like. And so what are some of the issues that you are passionate about? You work in education.
Right.
So I would assume that may be one of them, but I don't want to assume.
Right. Right. No. I've spoken with several people about this previously too. They always want to know, well, what's your platform? What's your platform? And when I tell them, I have my issues that are very important to me. But the job of state representative isn't to go and push your agenda and what my issues are. Your job is to represent the people that are in your district. So I ask them, what's important to you? What are the things that matter to you? Because if I'm elected, I need to go advocate for that in Santa Fe. That's what my job is as state representative. So some of my personal issues, education, yes, is very important. I think the one-size-fits-all approach in education has not worked for us for many, many years, and we need to really reconsider education in New Mexico as a whole. I really look at the career technical education options for students, the CTE, as really something to prepare students for life outside of college. KSJE, appreciate what San Juan College does. I work at a college preparatory school, so for me to say that college is not for everyone probably is counterintuitive, but the reality
but realistic.
Is it's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. It is not for everyone.
Right.
There are other options for people out there.
Okay.
And I think we need to focus more on that with our students. I think because our students at school, they're not really interested in what's going on because they know I'm not going to college. Really, I'm interested in working with my hands. And can we change what we're doing educational-wise in New Mexico to cater more towards those kids and give them opportunities? I love the CTE programs. There's been a lot of work in the state as a whole in building more and more of those programs. And I'd love to continue to advocate for that and help those students find those trades that we so desperately need.
Sure.
And not force students into those round students into a square hole.
Got it.
Yeah.
So education is one. What are some of the other things that you are passionate about?
Yeah. Education, Indian Affairs is always important with my role as Associate Head of School for Academics and Operations. It's my big fancy title for principal.
Right. At Navajo Prep.
Yeah, Navajo Preparatory School. Been there 6 years. I've really began to form great relationships with the Navajo people. We have a lot of students that come from the Jicarilla Apache tribe, students from other tribes and pueblos around the state, and so I've got a lot of interaction with those folks. Historically, in the Republican Party, we've not done a good job of reaching out with our Native voters. I'd love to be able to change that and really put Native affairs on the forefront. We have treaty obligations. We have, as a state, we need to be investing more in Native American issues, and I want to be able to try to advocate for that. So,
okay.
Education, Indian Affairs, really supporting our police quite a bit. Again, I have a family connection with that. My sister is a sergeant with the Albuquerque Police Department, and I know what her struggle is. I've talked to many of the police force around state, county, city police officers in our area, and they're struggling. The amount of police officers that want to come out and do the work. When I was a kid, when you were a kid, that was one of the jobs we all wanted to grow up. I want to be a police officer. It was something of pride. It was something that was an admirable career that students wanted to move into. And today, the numbers of students that are going out for police positions, going to the academy, has dwindled significantly. It's lost a lot of that admiration and respect through the years. And as those numbers decrease, crime begins to grow around us, and some adjustments need to be made there.
Right.
So I want to try to support our police force as much as possible.
Okay.
So those are three really
sure.
big ones. I have some other ones that are important to me, but those are three really big ones for
Got
me.
It. Very good. Yeah. Running as a Republican, of course, the majority party in Santa Fe is not the Republican
Correct.
Party. And so how do you feel about working with the other party, reaching across the aisle to try to get things done for your constituents? You talked
right.
about them earlier.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
That absolutely has to happen. We have to be able to do that. 70 seats in the House. Currently, the 45 to 25 is the breakdown, Democrats to Republicans. I look at the great work that Representative Ryan Lane accomplished in his time, and the work he was able to accomplish was because he was able to have a relationship with people and conversation with people that think very different. We do not 100% agree on everything. And if we make our differences the focal point instead of focusing on what can we agree on, if we can sit down at the table and have a conversation and focus on what's going to move New Mexico forward, what's going to move San Juan County forward, and put aside those major differences and focus on, let's find some positives, let's find some place we can find common ground, and let's push that forward, I think we can get a lot more accomplished. I think historically we see the parties beginning to move further and further in opposite directions. And the people in the middle have to be able to come together and say, let's work and find common ground, because that's what's going to be good for New Mexico. And so that's what I hope to be able to accomplish there.
Okay. Yeah. You'd be okay voting for a piece of Democrat legislation, perhaps?
If it's good for New Mexico and it's common sense and it makes sense for us, absolutely.
Got it. Yeah. Very good. Let me ask you about economics, too. There's a lot of changes going on here locally,
right.
Changing from an energy-based economy to something else, outdoor recreation and some right. of those types of things. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on how Santa Fe can maybe either help with that or mm-hmm. what they've already done with that? Where do we stand?
Yeah, I think we have to realize in San Juan County, and we all know this, but oil and gas has been that is what we do in San Juan County. That's how we're known. When you look at the state and the revenues that has come in from oil and gas for the state as a whole, and we have this major surplus, yet there's this continued regulation against oil and gas, it seems that there's not a correlation between understanding all of this money that's helping to operate the state is coming from oil and gas, but we're doing our best to try to regulate them more and more to the point where they're leaving New Mexico. So it's counterintuitive to me to think we're cutting off our nose to save our face for the most part. I think in San Juan County, we have to be able to diversify a little more. I think oil and gas still is going to play a very big role for us. I'm an outdoorsman, so tourism itself coming in, utilizing quality water, using San Juan River and the fishing that's available there, the trail work that's been done around the area has been incredible. Outdoor recreation is still a very big part of how we can boost the economy in San Juan County as a whole. But I think as a state, I think we have to still be able to manage the fact that oil and gas is still a huge part of what we do here. Can we bring in other industries? Sure. You look at the EV mandate, the electric vehicle mandate that has been coming out, that's coming up. It's going to create major issues for our dealerships, our car dealerships, our new car dealerships, not only in San Juan County, but across the state. We are very rural in nature. We've got a lot of tribal land that there's not necessarily electricity and there's not running water. And we're not considering those folks that live in those outer areas and not in the heart of a city. And we're being told you're going to have to purchase an electric vehicle. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand that piece. And I hope that's something that if I were able to be elected, that we can have some conversations about that and see what we could do to address that issue as well.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. Very good. Yeah. Keith Neal is my guest this morning. He is a Republican running for state representative in District 1 at the upcoming primary on June the 2nd. And he's sitting down with me to talk. You invited all the candidates to come in, and Mr. Neal is the only one from this race who accepted our invitation, which is why we're talking to him this morning. Mr. Neal, we have just a couple of minutes remaining this morning, and so I wanted to ask you a bit about, we talked about education, we talked about economics. You're in education, of course, and so what about jobs and jobs for your graduates, for your students when they come back,
sure.
so that they don't maybe leave home and go somewhere else to get a good paying job?
Right.
What can be done to bring those jobs here?
Yeah, I think historically we've asked students, what career do you want to move into? What job do you want to take when you graduate? And we haven't focused on what jobs do you want to create. And so I think if we shift a mindset from being consumers to creators, and we allow an environment for business creation, you look at what the college has done here with the business center, the incubator, that type of mentality and pushing students and people as a whole into what kind of jobs do you want to create? We look at the rise of AI and tech as a whole, and we think about the jobs that we haven't even thought of yet that all of a sudden are going to become major industries later on. I think we have to start helping people as a whole think about what new thing could you create? What new job could you create? What need do you see that needs to be addressed that no one is meeting that need? And we come at it with that mindset as opposed to what current job are you going to go fill? I think that's a shift of mindset as a whole. I think that could help our area quite a bit. We try to preach that with our students quite a bit at the school, that hey, what do you want to create? What job do you want to not just fill, but how do we get you into a creator's mindset instead of just being a consumer as a whole? I think a shift in that approach would really help San Juan County as a whole.
That's a different perspective that I hadn't considered before, so thank you for sharing that. Before we go, I want to show again the map of District 1. It is somewhat of a uniquely shaped district, so to describe it to our listeners and viewers this morning, as you mentioned to me, from Aztec, kind of taking Light Plant Road and heading west from there, and then kind of going along the river, I would think, right? The Animas River, is that where we are?
Yep, the southern border is the Animas River. Runs all the way over to Browning Parkway, and then Browning Parkway down Main to Schofield, north over to 20th Street, then it kicks over to Sullivan, and north to 30th Street, and then 30th Street all the way out to La Plata. So everything in La Plata, all those folks out there, and the farms and ranches out there in the La Plata area, all of the, we're sitting right here at San Juan College, part of the district.
District 1, that's right.
Absolutely, foothills.
Gotcha. And it goes all the way north to the state line,
all the way to the border, yes, sir.
And, and not quite west to the state line, though, right?
Correct.
It does kind of stop kind of north of, it looks like maybe Waterflow or Hogback.
Right.
Areas out that way. But that would be it. If folks want to reach out and find out more about you and your campaign, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So you can go to the website, electkeithneal.com, and it's K-E-I. Oh, good. There it is. Yeah.
Okay.
First and last name are spelt differently, but electkeithneal.com. You can go to that website and get a lot of information there. And then also, Facebook page is elect Keith Neal as well. You can go there. For state representative, there's always new videos and new highlights that are posted on the Facebook page. The website's updated on a regular basis as well. Email keithmneal@gmail.com. You can send me an email. I'd love to be able to chat with you about what matters to you, what's important to you, because that's what the job entails.
Very good. All right. Mr. Neal, thanks for coming in this morning.
Mr. Micklin, appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Glad to be here, sir.
Thanks very much. That's Keith Neal running for New Mexico House District 1 in the Republican primary on June 4th. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.